Blog Talk Radio.
Like that. God,
think of him. You know him, you love him. You don't know him, you don't have him. So seeking him in the place of prayer, seeking him in the word of God, seeking him by worshiping him, seeking him by praising him, seeking, I shall find me. God is not lost, he's available. Who was lost? It's you who was lost. He was lost in trespassing and in sin. And because he was lost, he has to look for you. You are his chief. Now, if he's speaking, you will find him. He said that seek me early shall find me. Are you seeking God? Or you are seeking the things of the world? You are seeking every other thing except God. And that's where the trouble is coming from. People just want to be rich and rich and rich and amount wealth upon riches. And then they took God in their lives. They refused Jesus Christ. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. The rich man rejected peace. He rejected God. He rejected the word of God. He didn't think after God. The latter, though he was poor, he sought heaven. He sought the things of God. He was king, and when he died, he went to heaven. The rich man died. He refused Jesus Christ, so he went to hellfire. And while in hellfire, he was born. And then he had to call Lazarus to bring him some water. But Lazarus said, no. Where you are is very far from me. There's no heart that transfer water to you. Then the rich man said, you go to the earth. Send some prophets to the earth to go and tell them to not to come over here. That over here in hell is burning. The one dies not. See? You didn't speak God. And when you didn't speak God, you didn't find God. And when you didn't find God, they are going to deal with you. And that was how it ended. You know, choose these things, who will you serve? Me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See these things, who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose these things, choose these things. Who will you serve for me and my house? When we serve the Lord, Jeremiah 4, from verse 14 to 16, the man of God, Joshua, said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will seek the Lord, we will find him, we will follow him, we will worship him, we adore him. Now, if you don't want to seek the Lord, that's okay, but me and my house, Jeremiah 24, but we continue to see me and my house, we will serve the Lord, we will seek the Lord, we will worship the Lord, we will adore him, we will honor him, we will love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our spirit. That's what it is. And we find a practical example in Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 10. Verse 41, St. Luke chapter 10, verse 41, Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha. Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha, and while he was there, Martha was very busy preparing food for Jesus. There was nothing wrong with that, preparing food for Jesus. Oh, yes. There's no problem with that. Preparing food for Jesus. Martha was very busy preparing food for Jesus. And then Jesus was sitting in the sitting room, and Mary was seated at his feet. And Mary was learning. Mary was fellowshipping. Mary was listening to Jesus. Mary was conversing with Jesus. And at the end of this, Jesus said, Martha, you have trouble over too many things. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 41. Martha, God show thee the right path. There's nothing wrong with the very food for Jesus. Oh, there's no problem. But what is very important? What is very important right now in the priority list? The presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, being with the Lord Jesus Christ, worshiping at His feet, glorifying Him, conversing with Him in prayer, staying with the Lord Jesus Christ was more important. See, because Jesus came in, Jesus has said, your sister Mary has chosen the best path. Hold up, stand on your Holy Spirit, take control. Jesus, let it be you, Holy Spirit, have your way. Your sister Mary has chosen the best path. What is the best path? Fellowshipping with you, worshiping with you, hearing from you, conversing with you, talking to you, learning from you, adoring you. Your sister Mary has chosen the best path. See, our problem is we are too preoccupied. You know, we are very busy with every other thing. We are very busy, you know, around the clock. Every other thing is being done, except He is present. He is where people meet. Everything is being done, except worshiping Him, except glorifying Him. Everything is being done, except being in His presence. It is our God when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122:1. The whole King David, living in the palace, he said, the palace, being in the palace, he saw that I'm in the palace. Eh? The king is living in the palace. And then the king said, Psalm 122:1, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of God. Is the house of God the more beautiful than the valley? No. The king's valley? Oh, everything is there in the king's valley. But yet the king who lives in the valley, he said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. Where else did you go? If it is not the house of God. Oh, the house of God, that is where we must go. Because that's where we find help. That's where we pray. That's where we watch. That's where we testify. That's where we tell our mind about all the coronavirus and all these problems. You know, people are still dying. Whether they took vaccine, whether they did not take vaccine, they are still dying with all those vaccines. You know, so I'm worried about, staying away from the house of God is not the answer. Running away from the work of God is not the answer. You know, being away from the house of God is not the answer. The first thing for comfort, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of God. To worship Him, to praise Him, to love Him, to adore Him, I was glad. Oh, yes. See, the priority. What comes first must come first. You cannot put God second and then you win. No, God is first. To pray. He's first in everything. And then how do we know if we honor? You can see it in the way you live your life. Many people spend their time in several other things. A lot of people can be God is looking for himself. One time in the picture, the God said, I sought for a man. So when I read that, so God was looking for somebody, I was surprised. God said, I sought for a man to fill the gap in the territory. I sought for a man who is in the gap, who is here for me, who is in the way, who is a fair, who is, you know, replace me and play my role. I sought for a man. Don't offer in the most 3 days. And so we have to do it all by himself. See? So God can be looking. And then there's another picture where it says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro on his head, looking for him to save. Oh yeah. The eyes of the Lord is looking to and fro on his head, looking for whom to bless. May he find you. May he find you because God is looking for people. Are you seeking him? Have you found him? My life, sweetest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Greatest thing in all
smoking. You have a smoker. Oh, you are a
they are a smoker. See, that was how their friendship ended. See, you don't know God, and you are walking with God. See, Enoch walked with God, and he went to heaven without dying. He walked with God. Look at Genesis. Enoch walked with God, and he went to heaven without dying. You know, the same thing with Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah, he was so intimate with God, you know, fellowship with God, walk with God, live with God, God in him and he in God, until he went to heavenly chariot. Oh, he got honored with God. God honored with him. God has to send a chariot from heaven. You know, a heavenly limousine, a heavenly chariot. Have to come and speak before Elijah from this earth. Oh, what a glorious day to see a man of God get on a heavenly chariot and he went to heaven without dying. You know, the same thing with Enoch. You see that man, he speak God. He speak God and he talk God. They find him. They live with him. They walk with him from Genesis. They end up walking with God. And God took him to heaven without dying. It's the same thing with Prophet Elijah. That tells you the level of understanding. You know, he so understood God's ways, God's methods of operations, that he put him ahead of others. If you don't know your God, you are not serving him yet. If you don't know, they that know their God shall do exploits. They that know their God shall do exploits with God. See, with God all things are possible. You have it. You have God yet because you don't know. See, to the unknown God, the Apostle Paul was preaching one day. He came to a place and said, to the unknown God. So the Bible says there is no unknown God, so he presented Jesus Christ. And then, unknown God. How can you move with something you do not know? You don't. Sometimes I hear people say, we are not compatible. I've heard those words many times. I've heard those words many times. They think we are not compatible. That means we don't fit. Why? We don't know yourself. We don't understand each other. And so, there is no flow. Two cannot work together. Except maybe agree. You don't know. You don't know, so you don't have an understanding of what it is. How can you serve God? I don't know God. How can you walk with God if you did not know him? When we're talking about knowing God, we're not talking about you going to some seminary or you know you're going to sit down in the Bible college and then you say you are studying God. You know God by fellowship, by walking with him, by, you know, being prayer, by worshiping him, adoring him, listening to the word of God. You hear the word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you build up your faith in the most holy God, praying in other tongues. What are your priorities? One day, somebody came to me for counseling, and the person said, I have problems with my finances. I work and I make money, and I don't know how the money goes. So I said, write for me a list of how you spend your money. Write on the paper, how do you spend your money? Let's see where the problem is coming from. And then the person wrote all the things. I don't think that there is no part of that salary, there's no part of that money that goes to God's work like offering or tithe. There's no aspect of it. All that money goes into clothes and food and bills and rent and the car and eat, entertainment and meat and every other thing. So, and then I asked, I said, on this paper, you are reading how you spend your money. This is how you spend your money. darling, there must be something going to God on a monthly basis. You must first of all the pray. Your offerings and your tithe are keeping for the work of God. Keep it for God. That must go to God first. Before you begin to talk about peace and rest, peace about peace, and then food and clothes and other things, you know, it must be God first.
Time. God owns the time. Supposing
You're buying a war equipment, you're buying a war, you're bombing Ukraine every now and killing all people. That is not God's thought over your life. You need to think God's thought over your life. Yes! You need to spend for God. You need to pay churches in Russia. You need to support the gospel in Russia. You got to bring it. Support the gospel, support the work of God. Because you are rich, you want to come. Spend all your riches on war, fighting and killing. This is a very serious matter. I have been studying all over the I think that the same pattern. The same pattern. Chibotwetu Ojukwu was the richest man in the east of Nigeria. And then what came to his mind was to stage a Nigerian civil war. You know, and what did it do to those poor? If you are the richest man in the east of Nigeria, think of what you can do to help your people. You know, the German Adolf Hitler, Germany was the richest country after the days of Adolf Hitler. The first thing that came to his mind was to take over the whole world. And he said he must rule the whole world or destroy the whole world. That was how the Second World War started. God did not make you rich so that you go and fight war, and spend billions upon wars, and fighting of wars, and shooting, and killing, bombing. That's not the purpose. That's not the purpose. You need to rearrange your priorities. You are supposed to go and help the poor and the need. All those money you are spending to buy bombs and submarine tanks, all this money could be used to the poor people in all those nations, poor people, the homeless, and the poor people of the nation. They should go and help those people. And then instead of doing that now, every time is war, fighting. You become the richest president on earth so that you can go and fight war. I'm asking you, President Vladimir Putin, his message is for you. He God make you rich so that you want to fight wars and kill people. That's not possible at all. He God make you rich. I understand you are the richest president on earth, Vladimir Putin of Russia. Yeah. The more reason why you should serve God with your wealth and your riches. You are not rich to go and fight wars and killing people, shooting, bombing, and destroy. That's not the purpose. You must rearrange your priorities. Your priorities for the kingdom of God. See, yes, that is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you can gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. You got to repent right now. And spend your return, get a perish in your wicked way. Jesus is coming. The rapture is charged. Are you ready for the rapture of the church? If you die now, are you going to heaven or hell? When you reject Jesus Christ, you are going to hell fire. All out of trials and thieves and womongers and liars, they shall find themselves in the lake of fire. We burn with brimstone, and for millions and millions and millions of years, you will be in the lake of fire. You are going to burn there. That is why right now, it is good for you to repent and turn away from your wicked ways, so that you can have Jesus Christ, as many as receive Christ, so that God gives power to become the sons of God. Today is the day of salvation right now. You got to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you are to you. You need to make a change in your life. God did not create you to go and fight wars and kill people. God did not create you to serve the devil. God did not create you to follow the world and love the world. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and love God and keep his commandments. The whole duty of man on earth is to love God and to keep his commandments. That's what it's all about. How you waste your life, you know, fighting wars and killing people. Someone shall stand before God. And what is going to be your report? When you die, you're going to die every type of anybody. You must die. You must point it out to God wants to die after that judgment. When you die, your body will be here, your soul, your spirit will go to heaven, and you will be asked that each of us has given account of himself up to God. You will give account of your life. How did you live on earth? What is going to be your response? You want to thank God that you were thinking rich and all you did was to buy jet bombers and jet fighters, submarines, tanks and higher soldiers and higher jet fighters and bombers to go and bomb Ukraine and bomb everybody and kill it. That is what is that your purpose of earth? No. You got to repent. Your priorities are wrongly placed. You need to rearrange your priorities. You need to reorder your priorities. You need to seek God and find him in your life. Seek his first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. One shall he forsake you, it shall gain the whole world. And suffer the loss of your soul. You need to make a decision right now and reorder your priorities so that you can have life and life more abundantly. Do you consider a thing before you to seek God? God wants you to seek him. When you seek him, you shall find him. Esther said, I perish. He didn't care. He ready to go for the Lord Jesus. That's a chore. So, how many people have played mission? God only. Jesus only. And not the world first. Not the things of the world. But God first. Things of heaven. Seek ye those things which are above. Eat ye the risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Eat ye then the risen with Christ. Eat ye then the risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. That's what it's all about. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision to reorder your priority today. Joseph ran away from sin. Book of Genesis 39. Someone was calling Joseph, come, let us sin. Come, let us do evil. Come. And that was Potiphar's wife. And Joseph ran away. Genesis 39 from verse 7 to 12. Joseph ran away from sin. He prioritized God first. How can I be sent to be evil? Genesis 39, verse 7 to 12. Joseph ran away from sin. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to follow God. I'm following Jesus. I'm following the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to worship God. I'm stuck God all my life. I'm not going to consent and go and be evil. No. God is first in my life. God is uppermost. Daniel was asked, who is in the king's food? The king's food is on the table. He asked Daniel to come and eat. Daniel said, no, I'm not going to
Make the kingdom of God. Think
says, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things that the Father has revealed. Yeah, I want to thank God for being with us throughout the day. God bless you all. I'm sending you all. I'm sharing us on Facebook, Twitter, Link, and on the phone, on the radio. I'm sending you all that have joined this broadcast. God bless you all. We love you. Give us a gift that is at high. We pray, God, to be with you and strengthen you that you will reorder your priorities. You must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all other things shall be added unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who has participated in this program. God, be with them, strengthen them, uphold them with the right hand of righteousness. Lord, let them seek you first and your righteousness. That all our things that be added unto you.
I am
one the cross that be made whole.
To the right of time. Move.